Welcome back, everyone. My name is Sam.
And I'm Melissa.
I grew up in the FLDS community. It is a polygamous group run by Warren Jeffs, and I moved out when I was 18 years old.
I was raised LDS, Sam, and I've been married for 9 years and have two awesome kiddos.
Yes, we do. We want to quickly thank our donors, YouTube members, and our patrons over on Patreon. We really do appreciate your support.
Yes, we're back at our fresh eyes on Sister Wives Season 13. I can't believe this is the 13th season already. Yeah. Already, and yet I feel like we've been doing Sister Wives coverage for like ever. So it feels like just barely fresh, and also like it just goes on forever. Yeah.
We started back with season 18, and that's where we started this whole journey. And then thanks to a lot of you and us ourselves thinking we should probably start at the beginning now and see how we feel about season 18 after getting through all of the seasons. And oh my goodness, you were right. There was a lot to learn about the Sister Wives that we didn't know.
Yes, it has been quite the eye-opening process. Yeah. And I personally think this season is where you can see like the end is coming. You can see it. The end is coming. But we'll get into the big changes later. We're going to start with like the simple little fluffy stuff that happened, and then get into the big changes later and how that can affect a polygamous family and Sam's experience in a polygamous family of like whether or not he thinks what they're doing would work.
Yep.
But it started off with Mary's been talking about this house in Parowan that was in her family for generations, wanting to get it. That's been talked about now for a couple seasons. And now she's needing a loan from the family to be able to get it. The family doesn't have the money. It's all sorts of emotions about it, right? Like, it's watching Mary interact with the rest of the family and like the rest of the adults at this point. I don't know. It's like this horrible wheel, this horrible cycle of like, she's like, I told you guys that it's not an escape. I just want it because it's my family's house. But they all don't trust Mary. So then they ask her about it over and over, which irritates her. So she doesn't want to tell them anything. And then they don't tell her, she doesn't tell them anything. And so then they get frustrated that she's not being open and honest with them. And it's just like this horrible cycle. And you're like, somebody just get off the wheel, man.
Yeah, I feel bad. This season, normally I feel like Mary's in a pretty bad place and I feel bad for her. But there were a few episodes in this season, primarily regarding the house in Parowan, where I was actually very frustrated at the way she was acting. I'm not going to lie. It just seemed so... Man, I mean, it's hard to put yourself in her shoes because of the situation in polygamy with a bad relationship with her husband and all of that. So I understand that it's very unique, but the way that she went about it was just, it seemed from a viewer's perspective anyway, watching the show, that she did it all wrong. It was just so hard to watch.
Yeah, it was tough to watch. And just like, even the fact that she was able to get the money, like get the loan all by herself, which is so cool. And that's like a cool accomplishment to be able to get a second home by yourself and all this. But it was so tainted because of like the relationship. Like everybody was like, good job, Mary. Good for you. And Cody's like, you should be proud. And like backhandedly trying to say he's proud of her. And at the same time, he feels like she went and did it on her own because like the family wasn't supporting her. Like, she felt like the family wasn't supporting her. They felt like they were trying to support her, but she's running away. So it was like this really, it's just such weird vibes. Every single time the house got brought up, it was just so awkward.
Yeah.
Like she couldn't even be excited about doing it on her own because it felt more like she was doing it on her own to be like, see, I don't even need you guys. Mm-hmm. I don't need you in my life. I can do everything on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm very glad that she got this home that she's dreamt of having this home back in the family forever, it sounds like. And so I'm very happy that she got it. At the same time, though, she has this huge home in Las Vegas where she is the only one living there. And now she wants to buy another huge home. And she was hoping to
just have her mom live there.
Just have her mom live there. And at first she was about, you know, yes, let's pay a little extra for this place and then we can have it as a business. And then that will pay for itself and maybe bring in some extra income. And then after that, she said, no, I don't want to run the business. My mom doesn't want to run the business. I just want this house. And it was just a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration. And so I don't even really know how to feel about it now.
Yeah, and again, I think it all came down to like in the end, the way that she like went about it, like she felt like she wasn't supportive. Like again, it's this horrible wheel, right? Like she didn't feel supported, and so then she wasn't sharing information. When she closed on the house, the other sister wives found out through like a person at a theme park on the street, like, oh, she closed, congratulations, and they didn't know. So, and Mary was like, oh, well, I wanted a chance to like say it to you all together. And when they all got together to confront Mary about it, I like literally paused and looked at Sam and I said, she could have walked through these doors and been like, I'm so glad that we're all here together because I have exciting news and I've been waiting for us all to be together to share this.
I think it was too late at that point, though, because she already knew that they were coming. They were going to start asking about that,
Well,
I
she
think.
acted like she didn't know what it was for, right? But
She
I'm
played
like,
the I don't know what you're talking about card, I guess.
yeah. And so she's like, well, I wanted the opportunity to tell everyone. And it's like, okay, well, you could have gathered everyone. And then when there was a gathering, you could have gone in and been like, hey, this is a perfect opportunity. I want to tell you something. And if she had, the whole conversation would have been different.
What blew my mind away is that it sounds like between the time that she signed the papers, now she owns and closed on the house, she went with the entire family on a vacation and didn't say anything while they were all on a vacation. So that's where I was really confused. It seems like she doesn't want them to have any part in it. And I can kind of see where she's coming from because it sounded like Cody specifically and some of the other wives kept asking, well, don't we want to be partners in this in some way? Because in all of our other businesses, we are partners and we have this, what did Cody keep calling it? Partnership equity or something.
Yeah. Well, when they thought they were going to loan, he's like, well, isn't it like equity, not just a loan? Because when we do that for a family, then we all have equity in each other's businesses.
And it sounded
She didn't
like
want
she
that
didn't
either.
want that. So she just wanted to kind of keep it to herself and do it all by herself. And the only reason I can think of that she wouldn't tell the other wives is to not get them too excited about it, or to just play it off like, oh yeah, no big deal, don't worry about it, guys. So that they weren't so invested mentally or with money or whatever in her new project or her new house.
Yeah, overall, it was just very, very, very frustrating and
Yeah.
exhausting to watch the cycle just go over and over and over.
Yeah, it was.
Her being in Utah, brought up again the fact that Cody wanted to move. But before we get into the move, Aspen and Mitch got engaged. They got married in the season. Super beautiful wedding. Everything went really
Yes.
smoothly.
I want to buy that restaurant where they were married and live there. It
Yeah,
is
Lakai.
absolutely
Oh,
stunning. I
so
loved that
gorgeous.
place. Never been there, but I loved it through the screen.
Yes, absolutely beautiful. So don't want to glaze over the fact that
Yes.
during the season, Mitch moved to Vegas, they got engaged, they got married, all that good stuff.
Very cool, excuse me, very cool Scottish wedding traditions and all that brought in with the kilts. And I'm very Scottish myself, so I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. So
The big
the
stuff.
big, oh my gosh, the big theme for this season, the beginning of the end, I felt like, as Mary's buying a house in Parowan in Utah, and Mitch and Aspen got married in Utah, and it got brought up that Cody has always wanted to move back to Utah. And he even told the wives, I've thought of going back and trying to get political office and run for political office so that I can like make a change. And they're like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So Cody comes up with this presentation, right, as to why they need to get out of Vegas.
Yeah.
And I want to start by saying we live in Las Vegas, okay? And I understand where they're coming from in the sense that people here typically are either like born and raised here and stay here, or it's somewhere people think they're going to stop for a little bit and then
That's what we
move on
thought.
from.
We thought we'd be here for 1 year and we had a plan. We were here for a year to for my
Job.
job, and then the next step was to move somewhere else. And then we just ended up staying here, and here we
Yeah.
are.
But really, like the city's pretty transient that way. And there's not like a city culture. Like there's other places where you go or states that kind of have a culture to like living there and raising your kids there. And I feel like there's not as much that culture. It's all about like, tourism and that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of jobs, but I don't feel like people come here being like, you know where I want to raise my family? Las Vegas. Unless they're born and raised here and they're like fifth or sixth generation. So you have people forever, you have people that think it's temporary, and there's not a lot of in between.
We're talking about the norm, right? I do know people that came here, lived here for a short time, and fell in love with it and never want to leave. So,
you do?
Yes.
Do I know them?
You do. Yes. Oh. I don't want to name names for their privacy, but yes, someone that used to be one of my coworkers.
Oh.
Moved here, fell in love with it, him and his wife, and they plan on never leaving. They just love it.
And I would say that that's probably an exception to the rule. But anyway, all that being said, I understand that they didn't think they were going to be in Vegas forever. And so you feel that like pull of, okay, where are we going to go next?
Mm-hmm.
Everything from there on through the rest of this season was so ridiculous that I don't even know where to start.
It was crazy. Boy.
So Cody decides that he's really going to try hard to convince his wives that they're going to move, right?
The main thing behind his convincing them to begin with was the fact that it made more sense financially for them. Well, two things. It made more sense financially for mm-hmm. them. And secondly, this was never supposed to be home. Therefore, this was our exile. And then they were supposed to move on from there. And so those were the two things. But interestingly, that's the way he felt. But so many, at least at first, of his wives and so many of his children felt like Las Vegas was their home and they didn't want to move. It wasn't exile for them anymore. It was their home. It's where they had their roots and they were happy to be there.
Yeah. And so it was crazy to watch like Cody present this and the wives were like, absolutely not. Our kids are happy, this, that, and the other. And then slowly, you know, he's convincing them and the wives are starting to buy into it, which isn't the crazy part to me. It's that he's did his presentation in March and he was like, we need to move, one, for the housing market, which by the way, he was totally wrong, because in 2018, like, yep. It's only gone way up from
if
there.
Cody, so. If Cody gives you advice on market changes, probably don't follow it.
Don't listen there, because, yeah. But
I honestly think that he was just trying to find an excuse. I don't even think he was trying to predict anything.
Well, and it didn't matter in the end, because where they ended up moving was more expensive, right?
Yep.
So, anyway, you're watching as these wives are, like, being convinced. And it's not that this process, like, couldn't have happened over years and gradually for everyone. It was that it was, like, this whiplash. We're going to do this in March. I want to convince my wives this in March. And the only way for this to make sense for our kids is for us to be gone before school starts in August.
Yep.
And they were like within 4 months and they had no idea where they wanted to move. And then it's moving four houses. And it's like every single step of the way, everything that they were doing and trying to rush, and they're all crying. And it's this crazy emotional thing, and it's like it just felt like the entire time I just kept being like, it doesn't have to be this way. Mm-mm. It doesn't have to be this way. You could go find where you want to live, take a couple months to look at properties. You could go like it. I understand that they wanted to get their kids, like there was this gap, right?
Right.
They were also like 2 years away from having most of their kids be out of high school
mm-hmm.
and be left with only the younger kids. So I don't know what that gap looks like.
Well, the
there.
Younger kids were coming up as well. I think they said something like if they didn't leave then, they would have to wait for 5 more years, I believe is what they said. Something like that, which I mean, kind of understand. But what's the rush? I mean, you have your grandkid here, you know, they had to
move there to be with you.
Yeah. They had to leave their grandchild behind, which obviously was very hard for them. You can see the emotion.
All their kids, Aspen and Mitch are there. Mm-hmm. Maddie and Caleb are there. They have McKelty is only a couple hours away in St. George, yeah. Right? So they're like, you know what? Well, everyone's going to leave us eventually. So we might as well just leave them first. And that was another argument. And I was like, that's a horrible argument. Why not take the most like, enjoy the most time you can with your kids and then move along. I don't know. It was just painful to watch them and watching them like try to, okay, so now we found Flagstaff. This is this beautiful place, which is awesome.
Snow's in May, but hey.
Yeah. But then they're, you know, they're trying to make all these decisions. Every single thing is just so rushed. And I know like Sam and I have looked before, like where would we want to move? If we left Vegas, But if there's not a purpose to it, like it wasn't like somebody had a job there
or one they don't of their have family kids were or there. Anything there. Yeah.
There's nothing there except for that it's not Vegas.
I loved Aspen's response. She's like, I mean, Flagstaff, what's even next to Flagstaff? And the producer or the film guy was like, Phoenix. She's like, okay. Okay, fine, Phoenix, but nothing's in Phoenix either. It's like so far away from anything and everything that has to do with the family.
Yeah, and so it's this weird thing because they keep saying, like, Cody keeps talking about it being about the family the whole time. And it's like, no, it's not, Cody. It's really not about your kids, you know? And I know that we've had the same worry about raising kids in Vegas, you know? But all of their kids were happy here, had friends here. There are lots of good people here.
Yeah.
And you can surround yourself with good people here.
Yeah. If they had had like certain experiences or something that they were like, yeah, we can't stay here any longer, we don't feel safe, that would be one thing. But multiple, if not all of the wives said that they felt that Las Vegas was a very safe place for them because of their beliefs. And that, yes, there was the shooting that happened, very awful, by the way, in 2017. Oh man, it's hard to even talk about that. We happened to be here in Las Vegas, even though we didn't live here when that happened.
Yeah, we were down here visiting scary. Family, and we were here, and then we heard like the sirens in the night.
Yeah,
clear so, from this trip, it was.
But that was something that was very random, and unfortunately, that kind of thing happens sometimes in big cities. But I can understand that being scary, but all of Las Vegas, because of that experience, didn't say, well, this isn't safe anymore. We're out of here, right? Like,
yeah.
They didn't personally have a super bad experience in Las Vegas. So, and at first, once again, the wives, Janelle, Christine, they didn't, and Mary, they didn't want to leave. They absolutely did not want to leave until they were convinced.
Well, and Mary, out of everyone watching, I'm like, okay, so Mary does have this beautiful big home, even, and she already fought through this process of like still getting a large, beautiful home, even though she's only one person. Like, that was a whole emotional roller coaster on its own, right? Mm-hmm. Now she has this gorgeous new home, and you're telling her that, like, okay, move away from your friends, move away from Vegas, which she likes the city, and we're gonna move you, and you're going to be in a rental, completely secluded and isolated. Like, she already felt that way in a cul-de-sac. She already felt isolated and alone. And okay. Now it's like, okay, well, why don't you just go get like a rental somewhere by yourself? Cody won't ever stay with you. The other wives are far away from you. Like,
it's no wonder that you get to season 18 and you see the relationships between the wives, right? At this point, we see it coming. It's very clear.
This is the end. And everybody, like, we've heard lots of different theories of whether or not, like, was it the show? If they hadn't had the show, would they still be together? Would they still be together if this? Would they still be together that? And as we saw them starting to move and they got there and they pulled in and Robin had this big old rental house and they're all going to be far away for a couple of years. I was like, this is it. This is what does it. It's so clear from the outside. And all of their emotional turmoil and trying to rush and make this happen. You got to wonder if Cody looks back and realizes that forcing all of that just so that they weren't in Vegas anymore was what broke his entire family apart.
I'm sure he sees it. I don't know that he would admit it.
Since
it was his idea. They have moved now, the wives summed up all of their moves, 19 times. 19. I mean, I thought
Robin is not about it either, which is so funny to
well,
me.
Well, she's only moved twice, right? So, yeah. Well, I don't know about before she came on the show.
But I mean, like with the Brown family, she's been married to Cody for what, like 8 years at this point? Mm-hmm. And she'd only moved from like St. George to Northern Utah and Northern Utah to Vegas.
Right.
I guess from the rental. So I guess three. But still,
yeah,
like Robin, nothing compared to the other wives.
Oh, man. Robin definitely is starting to speak up about her feelings. We're starting to see the side of Robin where she's saying things like, you know what? I'm putting down roots. I'm going to stay in Flagstaff. If you're all going to leave, fine. But I'm staying in Flagstaff. She's starting to voice her opinion very strongly here. But yeah, 19 times. That's just so many times. And Aspen, I believe it was, once again said, or was it Maddie? I think it was Maddie that said, all of the moms and my dad get bored very easily. very, very easily. And so that is why they feel like they have to move so much. Now, of course, Cody would say otherwise. He would say that he was trying to find a place that he fits in. I was just looking for home. I was looking for that place that I fit in. And I tried 19 times. I don't know if that's going to be enough, but I will find it one day. Jeez, it's just a lot. But anyway, the hard thing for me was the fact that they just rushed it. They said, I mean, they didn't have homes. They, well, just find a rental, anything. Doesn't matter how far apart it is. Let's just rush to Flagstaff. You know, we just have to get out of here.
There is no logic through the whole process. And that's why their older kids were so frustrated. All of the older kids were like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, if we bought a property, why would we move into rentals when we could stay here in Vegas? Which is like, was another huge thing for me. Like, I was like, why? If you're building a house somewhere, like, they're going to either be paying for all these separate rentals or they're going to be paying for their house, the mortgages. Which they said they got, at, like, knowing when they bought it, they got a great deal on those houses, right? So you're like, okay, so why don't you just stay there while you build in Flagstaff and then everybody moves? Like, there were just some, like, just very simple logistic things that it just doesn't, nothing was making sense. And right. Aspen mentioned it, Maddie mentioned it, all the older kids were like, we don't get it. Like, it doesn't make sense. And at first they were saying it was because of the money, you know? We're going to save so much money. And then now it's not about the money. They're actually spending more money by moving to Flagstaff because they're all in these rentals and they have a land payment. And then once the land offer got accepted, then Cody's like beside himself. And he's like, I'm so concerned about not being around my grandbabies and this and this. And, da, 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 da. And the wives are like, this is what we were saying from the beginning.
Yeah.
And now you're going to freak out?
Now he's freaking out.
You get us all on board. You convince all of us that this is the right thing to do. Most of the time, none of them were even like fully convinced.
Yeah. No, it was so, so quick and just so random. I do understand. The only thing that I can kind of try to connect in some way with him and the wives eventually was that if they ultimately wanted to, like, if in their minds, Las Vegas could not possibly be their forever home, like, this cannot possibly be forever home. The longer they stayed in Vegas, the more friends, the more connections, the deeper the roots would go for their kids. And so if the longer they were here, down the road, it would just become harder and harder and harder to leave, I imagine.
Yeah.
So maybe that was the rush. Yeah. Right.
Because we were like, okay, well, you know, there's a certain point. I guess the difference is if there was a point where our kids were thriving and they were happy and had good friends and stuff, even if we don't love Vegas or think that it's where we're going to be forever, we just wouldn't do that to our kids.
Right.
You know, if there wasn't a purpose. Because it's a different thing when, like, you know, if Sam got a job somewhere across the country and we had to move because it's a good opportunity for the family or a good opportunity for career. There's so many reasons why people have to move. And that can be hard on kids anyway. But I can't imagine how much harder it would be on you as a kid if you know there's no real reason other than that my parents just feel like it.
Yeah.
And they're willing to like mess with my life and where I am in high school and pick themselves over what's best for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I felt like Cody was doing. I was like, Cody was doing what's best for Cody over caring about what his wives or his kids thought or what was best for the kids.
Yeah. And I was wondering as I was watching this, because ultimately it seemed like the wives were on board. Janelle likes the outdoors lifestyle and she doesn't love the heat, you know, and the city life of Las Vegas. And Christine eventually, after being in Flagstaff, agreed to it. But part of me wondered as I was watching this, if the wives came on board the way they did, because it was very clear Cody was not giving them a choice. He wasn't giving them a choice. He pretended to be giving them a choice, but then when it was just him talking to the camera, he in his mind, it was happening no matter what.
Yeah.
You know, it's a side of Cody that also started to help us realize, oh, this guy. I mean, no wonder season 18 turns out the way it does, because he was becoming very, and throughout this season too, we would hear him basically tell his wife to shut up sometimes and no, let me, don't say that. Let me tell you. And then, you know, like, I don't know, stay in your place, stay in your lane, lady.
Marriage.
He definitely is getting
over it,
getting grumpy, with a grumpy looking goatee. I have to point out. I'm sorry. I have to point out the goatee. Am I the only one?
No, it was insane. Sorry. We don't normally comment on people's appearances.
Maybe it's a fad. Maybe it's just something I've never seen and it's okay.
That you shave your mustache from here to here and leave your goatee to come like kind of up.
Yeah, I've just never seen it. So it was like a whoa when I saw it. So, but if it's a trend and it's a fad and I just don't know about it, then I'm sorry for even pointing it out. But anyway, he was definitely becoming more and more grumpy as the season went on.
What did you think about this idea now of him trying to design a home where everybody can be under one roof? Because like if that's his, like if he's... The hard thing with his plural marriage in particular is that you can tell like he doesn't feel like he can ever tell his wives his ideas until he's like made up his mind. Like he had to create a presentation to tell them like basically we're going to move, right? And then now he's going behind all their backs to have Dawn build these plans, which... The fact that she was able to do that, it looked like a phenomenal house. Do not get me wrong. That was amazing that she can do that and make it look like the plans were going to work that way, right? Mm-hmm. But like put in that much effort and time and money into something before talking with your wives about it, because he has to like present it as in like, this is fact and this is what I want to make happen and this is how it's going to be before, like he has to like do all of that ahead of time instead of like floating around ideas.
Yeah, that's something that is odd to me as well. Obviously, everyone has different relationships and maybe that works out for some people. For us, we love to talk about every little detail leading up to any kind of decision.
Yeah.
So like I would never go, I don't know. Maybe, I mean, unless it was like something I knew you really wanted and so I was like surprising you with this, but because I knew you really wanted it. But in his case, we all know the answer to that. His wives absolutely do not want to live in the same house. But he thought, if I figure out a way to make this one house thing look appealing, then I can just slap it down and boom, see, this is why it works. And so first, when I first saw the plans, the design, by the way, she did a great job. I think that would be perfect. Okay, if I hadn't seen Sister Wives at all, and someone said, hey, Sam, here is some plans. What do you think about this for a polygamous family? I would say, amazing. That is perfect. So just want to point out that it was very well done. Yes. Well, in my home, there was sharing the kitchen and everything was shared. But, you know, not every sister wife gets along as well as I saw my mother's getting along in the home. Yeah. So I think I would just say, yeah, that sounds and looks amazing. But now that I have seen the Sister Wives show to the point that I have, I would say for them, absolutely never going to work. They just don't like being that close to each other. The fact that they all have to go in through the same doors from the garage, the entry is one door. It's all like this one house with different wings to the house, which seems amazing, honestly, if they could get along. But they're just not at that point. I don't think that they ever could be at the point where they could share an entrance and, you know, pass each other in the hallways all day long, things like that. I just don't think it would ever work for them. But for my family, that would have been a perfect scenario, honestly.
Yeah, they would have had more space than what they had sharing everything.
Because in my house, there was like different sections of the home where one of the mothers had this room on this end of the house and her young kids lived over there and the other mother on the opposite end of the house. So there was like the different sections of the house, but it wasn't even like a different wing. It was just one big house, one of them living down the hall this way and the other one down the hall that way. No kind of divide, no doors in between each other. It was very much all just one big family.
Yeah. So we'll see. Cody said he's not going to present this to everyone until they're settled, which I feel like, I mean, it's hard to know what the perfect way to present something that we all feel pretty confidently the wives are going to like anyway. But even in that moment, I feel like if he presented it to them when they first got to Flagstaff, they would all have this idea that there's like some common goal. But you can see very early on, like Janelle's going to be living a half hour away from Christine, right? And they all did awful in the rentals in Las Vegas. I guess time made them forget that, Or not remember it enough to not want to redo it.
Yeah, they did point out that it was awful and they didn't want to do it again. Even the kids pointed out how bad that was. So,
but obviously not bad enough for them to not try it again.
Try it again and try it much more spread apart this time too. It just makes me wonder if that's part of the reason that Cody starts to really separate from the other wives in that moment. We haven't seen season 14 yet, where I'm sure we'll start seeing more about how they handle being in Flagstaff. But since they're so far apart now, he's going to have to choose the home that he's going to spend most of his time in. Yeah. And we all know the direction that's going.
Yeah. Anyway, I think if he like showed them all at the beginning, there'd be like this common goal. But I think what's going to happen is, if he doesn't share that pretty close to the beginning, they're going to get even more used to being more separate, to where he's never going to be able to convince them to be together.
To come back together after.
They're going to be so used to being so separated. Even being in the same cul-de-sac was almost hard at first for them, because they were used to being so separate, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, or a dumpster fire next season, to see like watching it all kind of fall apart.
It's I found it interesting that in the tell-all, they were talking about the relationship between Cody and Mary, and the fact that it seems like they're actually trying to work on it. The one moment where Cody called up Mary and said, "Hey, let's go to dinner." Mm-hmm. And even though Mary was busy, she said, "Oh," she dropped everything, worked an all-nighter so that she could go be with Cody. And especially Mary's trying. We kind of have hints at the fact that him calling Mary was because Robin forced him to, but, you know, that comes later. Either way, it seems like, at least through the show, that they're trying to work on their relationship at this point.
I am very curious because, so we have season 14, 15, 16, 17, so four seasons, so like within 2 years, Cody and Christine were doing well in Vegas again.
It seemed like it.
It seems like it, like surface level. They were talking about how they had had problems in the past, but things were good now. Everything you see in the show seems playful, normal between them, right? And it's like, okay, how within the next 2 years does she just end up leaving completely? You know, so I feel like that's what's to come, and that's going to be really interesting. I do have to point out a Cody quote at the end that I almost yelled at the TV. Cody said, "Why can't we have an easy move?" Because the end of the season was them loading up the trucks and leaving. Again, leaving at the same time, even though some of them didn't have even rentals to go to. Like, Cody wants to do everything together, which is great at face value. When you have that many people, though, they would have been so less stressed if they had said, "You know what? This weekend, we're going to move Robin down. Next weekend, we're going to move Christine." Because moving sucks. Moving one house sucks. And it's a lot of work. And so to try to do four houses at one time, I'm just like, why is this a thing that you're even trying to do? Yeah. You're forcing Mary down there before she even was like ready to be down. All for the sake of making it look unified. And it just, nothing was making sense. But anyway, he's like, "Why can't we have an easy move?" And I just screamed at, what did I yell at the TV? It's like, because you're crazy.
Because the whole thing was crazy. I don't understand why Cody's pushing so hard to where one goes, all go, or something like that is what they say.
Yeah.
Because his relationship with Mary is so much on the rocks, and it just seems so interesting that he wants to keep everything together at this point, when we know what he starts to say in seasons to come about not even ever being attracted to some of his wives and this kind of nonsense. It just,
like, why make Mary come down at the same time as you to go be in a rental by herself when you won't stay overnight with her, rather than her being in the Las Vegas house for one extra month? You know what I mean? Like, things like that, like, they're dragging. I don't know.
I mean, maybe he's trying at this point still, or maybe he just wants to come across as the good guy and that he was the one trying to fight for the family, but the others just couldn't handle it. You know, I don't know what the whole purpose of it is, but I found it interesting that he's still fighting at this point so hard to keep the whole family together.
Yes. So I think this marks the beginning of the end. You guys can leave your comments below to let us know if you think this is the beginning of the end. Were there more problems than what we knew of at this point?
Maybe we missed out on something, yeah.
Yeah, or is this the downfall for the Brown family and ends up being what scatters them all.
I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah. If you want to hear more of what it was like for Sam to grow up in polygamy, please like and subscribe and tune in for next week when we have season 14.
Season 14. I think this is going to be a big season. How could it not after season 13? It's leading up to a lot. So thank you all so much for being here with us again. We look forward to talking with you soon.
Talk to y'all soon.